as we say good morning to Debbie Barfoot from the Canadian Blood Services. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very, very well, and looking forward to having this conversation because I've seen a smattering of cars over at our 55 George Street North location here in Peterborough for the blood donor clinic. I understand that the clinic is still running, and of course the need certainly is there, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic time.
Absolutely. We're open our regular operating hours, and we have added extended hours to the clinic in Peterborough as well.
So tell us about how you guys are able to operate under the circumstances.
So we're able to operate, obviously, because we manage Canada's blood system and the need for blood is ongoing and constant. We are adhering and following all public health guidelines. And we continue to do that in a very organized fashion, and it is working out very well. We're limiting the amount of people that are allowed in a clinic. We have spacing restrictions in effect. There's a whole barrage of changes occurring.
Yeah, so one of the things I understand, I used to fall into the trap of this, going, yeah, you know what, I've got about an hour to kill here right now. I'll go down and donate some blood. Can't do that right now, obviously, I assume.
Yeah, no, we're only taking appointments. We have to obviously manage the amount of people that are coming into the clinic. So it's appointment-based only at this time.
So where can people go to do that?
So people can make an appointment either by downloading our Give Blood app, or they can go online to blood.ca and make their appointment, or they can call our 1-800 number, which is 1-888-2-DONATE, which is 236-6283.
And of course, you mentioned that the clinic hours have expanded here in Peterborough. What's the reasoning behind that?
So the reason behind the extension is based on the physical spacing parameters in place through public health. We're not able to operate as many beds as we would in certain locations. So the Peterborough Blood Donor Clinic is a 6-bed operation, and now we're currently only operating 4 beds at a time. So in order to collect what we had planned, we extended the clinic by a couple of hours each day.
We're chatting with Debbie Barfoot from Canadian Blood Services. So obviously we know that safety is paramount for not only those that are going to donate, but those that are accepting the blood as well. Tell us about some of the precautions that you sort of alluded to, a few of them about spacing and about appointments. What are some of the other measures in place right now at Canadian Blood Services in order to make sure everyone is kept healthy and safe?
So we have, we talked about the number of appointments that are coming into the clinic or that can even make an appointment. We are processing people one at a time, and we've added an extra station to the process. So when you arrive for your appointment, there's an additional pre-screening that's in place, obviously hand sanitizing. And then we've limited the amount of space between each chair. We have gloves and personal protective equipment in place for staff and our volunteers. I would like to mention it is National Volunteer Week, and just a big shout out to all of our volunteers at this time as well. So we are currently in the process of installing some plexiglass barriers at our wellness checkpoints as well. So we've made and heightened a lot of our normal protocol, and we have continuous cleaning happening throughout the clinic when it's operating.
Now, as a client, when you go in, you have to go through a series of questions. You get tested as well to make sure that you're healthy, that you haven't done any traveling in the last couple months, any piercings, tattoos, those sorts of things. Have those questions that people have to take the surveys and the pre-screening, has that changed at all?
Absolutely. So when you first arrive for your appointment, we're asking some key critical questions before you even come into the clinic. We've always been a center that accepts donations from healthy people, correct? So what we've done is when you do arrive, we're asking you about travel. We're asking you about good general health. We're asking if you've been in contact with anyone that has been exposed to COVID-19, or if you're in a work profession that would expose you to COVID-19 and you were not using personal protective equipment. So there's all of these questions before you even enter the blood donor clinic.
Chat with Debbie Barfoot from Canadian Blood Services. So obviously, again, the big point to mention here as well, the clinic is open, operating by appointment only. And again, right now we talk about the need for blood. We usually do so. Well, we're right around this time, actually, we get towards another long weekend. That seems to be when we put the big push on. What are we looking at now in the way of donor goals, or are we still keeping a tabulation on what we need in regards to goals of how much blood we're collecting?
Well, absolutely. Since our call for support in March, we have seen a notable increase in blood donations that has helped maintain the blood inventory definitely in the short term. So obviously, we want to thank all of the donors that are coming out and donating blood. But really, the effort is a marathon, not a sprint. Because the need for blood is ongoing and we're dealing with shelf life of product, it is an ongoing need. So in the future, weeks ahead and months ahead, we're asking people to keep up that momentum and make an appointment to donate blood.
David Barfoot from Canadian Blood Services. Again, who's able to donate?
So anybody that is over the age of 17 and is in good general health, there is, like you mentioned, questions in place to see if you're eligible. Tattoos, there's a deferral. So if you have a tattoo, the deferral period is 3 months from the date of tattoo. Obviously, there is travel restrictions. We had travel restrictions in place prior to COVID-19. So if you traveled to a high-risk malaria country, there is a deferral period. Medications, so it depends on the medication. A lot of the population believe that if you're on medication, you cannot donate blood, and that's just not true. It depends entirely on the medications. And if you go to blood.ca, we have an online eligibility quiz that takes you through the basic questions. And then we have a very in-depth listing of ABCs of eligibility. So it will take you through acceptable medications, for example. And then, of course, we have our 1-800 number that you can call and actually clarify with a medical person your medication list to see if you can donate.
We've talked a lot about blood. What about plasma?
So plasma is obviously a product that we're in need of. There is specific plasma centers in Canada. Sudbury is not a plasma center. Sudbury is going to be a plasma center in the future. Peterborough currently is not a plasma center. So the need for plasma is there as well. And we're also involved in organ and tissue donation and stem cell registration. So organ and tissue, you can find out information online at blood.ca. And the same with stem cells. You can actually register to be a stem cell donor online and your kit is mailed to you. So you can join the registry there.
Fantastic. So again, the need for blood is out there. Make sure you get out and donate if you can. And again, 1-888-2-DONATE or blood.ca has all the information there. Debbie, thank you so much for the time. Very important conversation, because I think when we talk about clinics being open, we talk about medical options out there, but we don't really maybe necessitate that thinking that, you know what, I'm usually a blood donor, but I don't think it's open right now during this COVID-19 pandemic. But it certainly sounds like that need is still certainly much there.
Absolutely it is. And thank you. One thing we didn't chat about really brief is we have a wonderful program called Partners for Life.
Okay.
And MBC Media, you and your team are part of that program, and we thank you very much.
Well,
all of this information is online as well. So it will give people the opportunity to get involved in the community, in their local community, and help us raise awareness in Peterborough.
How important is a partnership program like that?
Oh, it's super important, because a lot of our community partners are the reason that we are successful in these blood donor clinics. We have partner programs with organizations, businesses, government offices, and they can, you know, help us by just helping us by sharing information online or on their social media pages, or doing what we're doing today, having an interview to talk about it, bringing in a group of blood donors. We have group booking donations. We have adopt-a-clinic events. Peterborough, every summer we do our Sirens for Life event with emergency responders, police, fire, paramedics, and it's always a very successful event. So we definitely need those partnerships in these communities, and we're thankful that we have them.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a good collaboration by not only Canadian Blood Services, but the partners, as we're very happy to be a big part of that as well. Debbie, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.